T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Boy, Americans love cheap stuff made in China. And then some Americans love to lecture everybody about human rights and how important it is for us to pay attention to this. Meanwhile, they go back to sending those messages on their smartphones and buying stuff at the store that doesn't cost very much and decorating their houses and all of that. Kyle Olbert is the director of operations for ETNAM, a human rights group. And Kyle, I'm glad to have you with us. Am I right to draw a connection between the cheap stuff that we consume here that's made in China and my belief that children and underpaid workers are crafting it over there? And I don't think it's just because you can live cheaper in China that's possible.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
I'm glad to be here on 1140 WRVA.
Me too.
What I hear is the most powerful radio station, AM radio station, in all of Virginia.
Yeah, it's all over the place, man.
Yep. With regard to all the cheap stuff that we love,
right,
that is made in China, right off the bat, you've raised a pretty great concern, and that is, the fact that much of this cheap stuff may be being made in labor camps. By people who have been imprisoned by the Chinese Communist Party. And we're not simply talking about, criminals here, right? What we're talking about is people who diverge from Communist Party thought, right? Mm-hmm. What I really mean is people like Muslims, like Buddhists, and like Christians. Christians are being intensely persecuted in China. Mm-hmm. And having these kinds of beliefs, placing any kind of power higher than that of the Chinese Communist Party will land you in prison or worse. This issue of trade, this issue of cheap stuff, sure, we all love to get things for as cheap as we can. But, I would offer to you that it would be a lot better if that cheap stuff were made in countries that have more respect for human rights, countries like Vietnam or India, or gosh, if we could make it here in America, that'd be great too.
Yeah, I think that's one of the practical issues here as we look at this trade war that's going on, is a recalibration that Americans, I don't want to say have to have a wartime mentality. But I'm not convinced that if World War II was taking place today with the attitudes that we have culturally now, that we'd be able to make the sacrifices in order to win that conflict. Not having been alive in World War II, it sounds like everybody made a lot of sacrifices during that period of time and recalibrated what they were purchasing and how they lived their lives so that we could win. And, it hadn't. We haven't been called upon to do that in this situation, but the mere suggestion that you might pay a little bit more to get to the other side of a trade dispute seems to send everybody into a tizzy. They're just not willing to even contemplate that.
Well, John, we do need to have a wartime mentality. And the reason that we need to have a wartime mentality is because China has been engaged in a war with us, in a trade war, since they joined the World Trade Organization back in the 90s. They've been doing things like dumping steel and aluminum on our markets. Mm-hmm. But speaking more broadly, back in the 90s, there was a book that came out. It was written by two Chinese People's Liberation Army colonels.
Okay.
And it was called Unrestricted Warfare. And in this book, they laid out their grand design for China to engage in a war against the United States, doing everything short of real fighting, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And what they mentioned is economic warfare, They mentioned information warfare. They mentioned cyber warfare. And if you go back and you read that book, Unrestricted Warfare, you'll see that what the Chinese Communist Party has been doing to the United States for the past 20, 30 years is exactly what they laid out.
There are a lot of different ways to fight a conflict. Hey, I'm down to my last minute here, but let me ask you, for those of us who've been to China, who've taken the tour of China, it seems like a beautiful place, a wonderful place. And I always caution people, when you take the tour of a country, recognize that you're seeing the historic sites, you're seeing the nice things they want you to see. Are we being too harsh on China to talk about the human rights abuses, or is that widespread throughout the country? Is that a real problem, or more of an isolated, nitpicky type thing?
No, John, this is wide systemic, wide-ranging human rights abuses. I'd encourage your listeners to go to our website, which is nationalawakening.org, to learn more about this. You know, they are persecuting people of all faiths. They are, engaged in really atrocious crimes against humanity. They've built concentration camps. The U.S. Department of Defense came out last week, and maybe it was the week before, and they said that 3 million people here in 2019, 3 million people have been locked in concentration camps in China.
Well, you know, we just like to ignore these inconvenient situations because it does put us up against a wall, and it calls out our own hypocrisy if we constantly talk about human rights and then don't ever really address where human rights are being violated. That's a problem for us. Kyle Olbert, the Director of Operations for National Awakening, appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.